We're looking forward to this weekend. It's a huge event, the 2024 Vic State Hog Rally. Justin Brizzy and also Rob Haddon, very good morning to you guys. How are you this morning?
Good, thanks, Matt. Man, yourself?
Yeah, good, Matt. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us here this morning. 3 days, a magnificent event. Friday and Saturday, mostly for the members. On Friday, of course, registrations. You got plenty happening on Saturday for the members too, haven't you?
Yes, there's quite a few guided rides. I think there's 5 in total. Over 500 poggies have registered for the rally, so we've split it up into 5 rides, one to Euston, one to Wentworth. There's a ladies' ride. I think it's doing coffee stops and wine tasting or something or other. I'm not sure what the ladies are up to, which it will then all end up back at the precinct for a gymkhana.
Not to mention, of course, there's auctions, there's raffles, there's entertainment, there's buses back to the motels for the members. It's going to be a fantastic rally. You're saying 500 bikes.
Yeah, minimum 500 bikes.
Yeah, 500 to 550.
There's 100, I think there's 63 local members have registered to, like Mallee chapter members are registered to be there, so.
Absolutely fantastic. Then on Sunday, it's a show and shine, which is happening once again at the Mildura Sporting Precinct.
Correct, yes.
That gets underway from around 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. What else is happening on the day at the show and shine?
Sunday morning, there is a what we call the Thunder Ride, which is police escorted, leaving the precinct, I think, at 9 a.m, getting back approximately at 10 a.m, depending on how fast or how slow the police escort travels. And then from then on, there's which is open to the public, will be a show and shine. So the public will be able to come in and have a look at all the fancy bikes and the bling and amount of millions of dollars. There should be over $1 million worth of bikes here on Sunday.
That's amazing, isn't it? 500 Harleys, imagine that, coming into town this weekend for the Hog Rally. And on Sunday, I believe, there's a number of places you can be to obviously check out these bikes as they thunder down the road.
Yeah, Matt, basically we'll be leaving the sporting precinct. We're heading out to Murbean, going through the back of Murbean, along to the winery, and then down Pump Hill, along 11th Street to Walnut Avenue, and then we'll be coming up Walnut Avenue to 17th Street, and then doing a loop around and then back into the precinct. So anybody that lives along there can basically walk out their front door and see us come past.
Absolutely fantastic. That'd be a hell of a sight, seeing 500 Harleys coming down the road.
Absolutely. It'd be noisy.
Magnificent. Very noisy. Now, look, the Hog Rally is a bit like an annual thing, isn't it? This has been going for a number of years, hasn't it?
Well, Mildura's, I think this is the fourth or fifth one that we've had. The last, it started, I think, in 1996, and then 2006 and 2014 and 2024.
Yeah, so this
so
the
every
fourth.
Year there's a different chapter has given the opportunity to have a rally. We were just lucky enough this time that our organiser was put a hand up, and then it's just gone on from there. So it's been in the planning for
a long time.
Nearly 10 months, I think, has been in the planning.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, it'd have to be, because, I mean, there's so much happening over the 3 days, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Like I say, Sunday, the show and shine, 8 o'clock in the morning, get to the MSP, the Mildura Sporting Precinct, and check out some of these amazing bikes. There'll be food vans and stalls happening as well. It's the 2024 Vic State Hog Rally. Great to catch up with you guys, and looking forward to seeing the bikes on Sunday.
Yeah, it should be good, Matt Mann. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks Matt Mann. Yeah, it'll be a great weekend.